This is special coverage from NPR News of a U.S. Central Command briefing from Doha, Qatar. I'm Bob Edwards with NPR's Alex Chadwick and Scott Horsley. The briefer today reportedly is U.S. Army Brigadier General Vincent Brooks, Deputy Chief of Operations for Central Command. Today's briefing occurs as serious fighting is underway on two fronts. In southern Iraq, British forces are using artillery to attack an estimated 1,000 Iraqi militiamen in the city of Basra. The British are just outside the city, and they say they are coming to the aid of Basra residents who are rebelling against the government of Saddam Hussein. Britain's Defense Secretary Geoffrey Hunt today said Saddam Hussein's regime has effectively lost control of southern Iraq. Outside Baghdad, the U.S. Army's 3rd Infantry Division has fought the heaviest battle so far in the war. U.S. officials estimated that up to 500 Iraqi troops were killed in that fighting. To the east of where the Army Division is located, a large contingent of Iraq's Republican Guard reportedly has left the Baghdad area. It's headed south toward the city of An-Nasiriya, where U.S. Marines are located. So standing by for a briefing from Doha, Qatar, U.S. Central Command, Scott Horsley, there's much to be briefed about today.
That's right, Bob. Hopefully we'll get some sort of update on this, what's said to be a large convoy, up to 1,000 vehicles of Republican Guard troops headed south in the direction of the Marines, and these are Marines who've already seen some pretty serious combat as they make their way north towards Baghdad.
Alex, different reporters will have different priorities. I'm sure General Brooks will be asked about missiles that have hit, we're told, a residential area in Baghdad.
There are reports out of Baghdad, another round of bombing this morning, and apparently one of those bombs hit a market in a Baghdad neighborhood. There are varying reports of casualties, but up to 15 dead. And apparently many wounded. There have been some comments in the past that perhaps these civilian casualties come from falling anti-aircraft fire that goes up from the Iraqis. Whatever the cause of this is, it's obviously very bad news and does not look good for what's happening there.
They're having changes of plans along the way. Wait a minute. There's someone at the podium in Doha, Qatar. Oh, no, he's just advising us that General Brooks will be out in a bit. They're making changes along the way. You just talked to reporter Jack Lawrence about changes in rules of combat for rules of engagement for Apache helicopters.
Exactly. Now, the Apaches had been instructed to get as close as they could to the tanks that they are firing on. These helicopters specialize in hitting tanks. They now are considering changing the rules of engagement because they got so close to the tanks that they were subject to fire from soldiers on the ground. And even a helicopter as tough as one of these Apache helicopters, they're all fairly vulnerable to even rifle fire. If you hit one of these things in the right place with a bullet or certainly with machine gun fire, they can come down and or sustain enough damage that they're effectively out of action. So now the thinking is perhaps they should pull back a little and be able to rocket these tanks from greater distance. When you do that, one thing that you lose is the surety that comes with being close enough to actually see very well what you're firing at. And the concern, part of the concern, is that there could be U.S. forces in the vicinity. If the helicopters are firing from longer range, you're going to increase the chance of incurring friendly casualties, hitting U.S. troops. A U.S. officer over there, John Lawrence, quotes saying the most dangerous forces that U.S. forces might encounter out there are other U.S. forces. It's the helicopters that might shoot the American and British soldiers that are of the greatest concern.